Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Did you see the girl who David Ortiz was hooking up with?
Yeah, I did.
Woo! She is something body that looks like she does bad things.
Yeah, you know what I mean? She's a model down in the Dominican Republic. Now, here's the story. David Ortiz, big-time baseball player for the Boston Red Sox. He got shot at a nightclub down in the Dominican Republic. And a lot of things happening in the Dominican right now.
Yep.
But he's outside. Well, later, the next day, we find out that he's been seeing, and by the way, David is married. Hello.
Yeah.
But he's been seeing a drug lord's girlfriend.
Yeah. She doesn't look like a model to me. She just looks like a filthy whore.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she's awfully attractive.
You do?
I think she's very attractive.
Well, not model attractive, more like waka waka attractive.
Yeah, waka waka.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dominican attractive.
But not like runway model attractive, like I do adult art films.
Now, here's where it really gets. Now, if you're David Ortiz, and we said this back when he got shot, that, you know, it's kind of like those miners that were in Chile, and they were down there and they were trapped in that mine. And remember the guy that didn't want to come out of the mine because his wife and girlfriend were at the top of the hole?
Right.
And he just said, hey, man, just go ahead and throw some dirt in here. I don't even want to come out of here, right? Yeah. David Ortiz is in the same situation now, because now it's starting being revealed, because his wife came forward yesterday and she says that, oh, my husband's doing fine and she's playing the good wife and everything. But every time she speaks up, another piece of information comes out about this girl down in the Dominican Republic. He bought her a car the day before he was shot. An $85,000. Now, you know that David's wife does not know about this Lexus.
No, she doesn't.
You know it. So now he's probably already said, no, honey, let me tell you, that girl is just a person that I know in the Dominican Republic. There's nothing there. All these rumors. And then it comes out that he bought her a car.
Yeah, that's not good.
How do you cover that up?
Well, she actually started fighting his security team at the hospital when he went into the hospital to get in there. And that would also indicate that there was something more than that. But she said, no, we're friends. Our family has known each other forever. You guys are all reading into this. It's not what you think it is. We're just great friends, and so is our family.
No, you don't buy her a car.
I'm just saying.
$85,000 Lexus. And you don't sit in a bar and get shot in the back. If you're just friends,
there's no reason for that.
It was a hit on him. And now it's come out that, I think there was like five or six guys that were trying to track him down, right?
Exactly.
And weren't they paid like $7,800 or something?
Not much to kill a guy.
$7,800 is what they paid these guys to go out and shoot.
So what do you do? Here's a real question. And it's not a real question because it's a dumb idea. But let's say your husband that you really love a lot and everything, and this is all going down. You just act like it's fine, like she's doing, what do you do right now? Because he's also in, like, ICU, you know? He's also...
He doesn't want to come out of there.
Yeah.
He's ready for them to pull the plug.
So on one hand, you got to feel bad for him, hold his hand and go, gosh, I hope you feel better. But on the other side, you want to unplug the little machine.
Because every day you come in and there's a new update that makes the situation so much worse. And this car is one of them, because you know for a fact that he talked to his wife when he got back to the U.S., this David Ortiz. He talked to his wife and said, look, honey, it's not what you think. Just like what you read. Uh-huh. We're just friend. And then the car comes up. It hits the news.
Yeah.
$85,000 car he paid cash for. Gave it to her. Yeah. Okay, how do you explain that one to your wife?
But you're torn because you can't be mad because you have kids together. You can't be like where you're like, oh my God, forget it. I'm not going to see him because what if he dies? Then you have that guilt. So what do?
Bull crap, you unplug him. Are you kidding me? Yes, it doesn't matter if you have kids together. He's out spending $85,000 on some hoe down in the Dominican Republic. You unplug that boy. You know what? You do it. You know when you do it? You do it on Father's Day.
Oh,
you do it on Father's Day. Just to show it.
Wow.
I'm defending her right
Holy
now.
Hell.
Crazy.
Man.
That's right. You unplug him.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.